之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年12月22日，星期日。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的阿叔Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典波迦瓦塔的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 7, Schedule Incarnations with Specific Functions. Today, text number 32.
我们今天继续阅读《圣殿博加瓦坛》第二篇第七章，起特殊作用的化身。我们今天阅读的诗节是第32诗节。
Gopay
Gopay
Make
Make
Pratyate
Pratyate
Vraja Viplavaya
Vraja Viplavaya
Gopay Make Pratyate Vraja Viplavaya
Gopay Make Pratyate Vraja Viplavaya
Deve
Deve
Abhivashati
Abhivashati
Pashum
Pashum
Kripaya
Kripaya
Rirakshu
Rirakshu
Deve Abhivashati Pashum Kripaya Rirakshu
Deve Vivarshati Pashun Kripaya Rirakshu
Darta
Darta
Uchilindram
Uchilindram
Iva
Iva
Saptadinani
SaptadinaniSaptadinani
Sapta
Sapta
Darto Chilindram Iva Saptadinani Sapta
Darto Chilan Sorry Darto Chilindram Iva Saptadinani Sapta
Varsha
Vasha
Maidram
Maidram
Anaga
Anaga
Ekakore
Ekakore
Shalilam
Shalilam
Vasho Maidram Anage Ekakore Shalilam
Vasho Mahidram Anagagare Shalinam
Gope Make Pratihate Vraja Viplavaya
Gope Make Pratihate Vraja Viplavaya
Deve Bivashati Pasum Kripaya Rirakshu
Deve Vivarshati Pashu Kripaya Rirakshu
Darto Chilindram Iva Sapta Dinani Sapta
Darto Chilindram Iva Sapta Dinani Sapta
Varsho Mahidram Anagei Kakore Shalilam
Varsho MahidramAnagaigakarisharinam.
Okay, word for word.
不对字。
Gopay.
Gopay, 有母牛郎。
Make.
Make, 向天地供奉祭祀。
Pratihate.
Pratihate. 由于受到阻止。
Braja viplavaya.
Braja viplavaya. 为了毁灭整个 Braja 之地 ,Krishna 从事娱乐活动之地。
Deve.
Deve, 由天地。
Abhivashati.
Abhivashati, 倾盆大雨过后。
Pashum.
巴松动物
Kripaya
Kripaya 出于对他们没有缘故的仁慈
Rirakshu
Rirakshu 想保护他们
Dharta
Dharta 举起
Uchilindram
Uchilindram 连根拔起像伞一样
Eva
Eva 就像
Saptadinani
Saptadinani 持续七天
Saptavarshai Varsha
Saptavarsha 虽然他只有七岁
Maidram
Maidram 噶尔丹山
Anaga
Anaga 没有因为疲倦
Hikakore
贝克克里只有一只手。
Shalilam
Shalilam 如同儿戏。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文，当文达文的牧牛人接受 Krishna 的劝导，停止向天地因着供奉祭祀后，天空连续七天暴雨不断，称作 Braja 的广阔大地遭受被淹没的危险。主 Krishna 那出于 Braja 居民没有缘故的仁慈，仅仅用一只手就举起了噶尔丹山，尽管那时他只有七岁。他这样做使动物免遭了雨水的攻击。要旨，儿童们玩的雨伞通常被称为青蛙伞。主 Krishna 在只有七岁的时候就能够抓起稳达文地区名叫戈尔丹 Parvata 的大山，把它举起来，而且用一双手连续举了，而且用一只手连续举了七天。他这么做是为了保护动物和稳达文的居民免遭天地 Indra 的伤害。天地 Indra 因为 Braja Bhumi稳达本的居民不再向他供奉祭祀而变得狂怒。事实上，为至尊主做服务的人不需要因为半神人提供的服务而向他们供奉祭祀。伟达文献中推荐的为满足半神人而举行的祭祀，是引诱举行祭祀的人认识更高权威的存在。半神人是至尊主安排掌管物质事物的神明。按照薄伽梵歌的说法，崇拜半神人被认为是在间接崇拜至尊主，但人若直接的崇拜至尊主就不需要崇拜半神人，或者按照韦达经的推荐向他们供奉祭祀。正因为如此，主 Krishna劝 Braja Bhumi 的居民不要向天地 Indra 供奉任何祭祀。 Indra 因为不知道主 Krishna 在 Braja Bhumi， 所以在对当地居民生气的情况下想要报复他们对自己的冒犯。但至尊主是全能的，他用自己的力量解救了 Braja Bhumi 的人民和动物，清楚地证明任何人只要当至尊主的奉献者，直接为至尊主服务，就不需要再去取悦半神人，不管那个半神人有多了不起，即使是Brahma 和 Shiva 也不例外。这件事毫无疑问地证实了主 Krishna 是人格守神。无论他作为在母亲怀中的婴儿，作为七岁的幼童，还是作为125岁高龄的老人，他在任何情况下都是人格守神，无论在什么情况下，他都永远不是普通人， 即使已年居高龄。他看起来仍是16岁的少年，这些都是至尊主超然的身体所具有的特征。译文：当稳达们的牧牛人接受了 Krishna 的劝导，停止向天地因着供奉祭祀后，天空连续七天暴雨不断，称作 Braja 的广阔大地遭受被淹没的危险。主 Krishna 出于对 Braja 居民没有缘故的仁慈，仅仅用一双手就举起了噶尔丹山，尽管那时他只有七岁大。他这样做使动物免遭雨水的攻击。
Komagina Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Janatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatyadeshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupa Tarubhyacha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here Lord Brahma is discussing, is talking or mentioning another very important pastime of the Lord.
So 在这里呢，主 Brahma 他在探讨以及提到了主 Krishna 的另外一个非常重要的逍遥时光。
Where the Lord performs also a very exceptional pastime.
那在这里呢，主他也在上演着一个非常的令人称奇的逍遥时光。
In this pastime, Krishna was only 7 years old.
在这个逍遥时光里 ，Krishna 只有七岁。
And he challenged and defeated the great demigod Indra.
他向一位伟大的半神人 Indra 发出了挑战，并且击败了他。
He challenged and then he defeated him.
他先挑战了他，然后呢又击败了他。
Indra is the king of the demigods.
Indra 是半神人之王。
And everybody in Vedic culture, most of practically everybody follow Vedic culture, they perform sacrifices to the demigods and most particularly to Indra.
通过伟达的传统以及所有的这些追随伟达传统的人，他们都会祭拜半神人。那么最主要要祭拜的半神人呢，就是天帝 Indra。
Most of the Vedas, majority portion of the Vedas, more than 90% of the Vedas deal with the process of karma kanda.
伟达经的大部分90%的部分呢，讲述的都是 karma kanda 业报支部的内容。
This is meant to help the conditioned souls to elevate themselves to a very high level in the material world, to the mode of goodness.
那么这呢是为了要让物质世界的受条件限制的灵魂能够提升到非常高的物质层面，提升到善良属性的层面。
Karma kanda means to help the conditioned souls to be religious in their behavior.
所以 karma kanda 呢是为了要帮助这些受条件限制的灵魂能够变得具有宗教心。
So most of the Vedas deal with the karma kanda, means sacrifices performed for the satisfaction of the demigods and most particularly Indra.
所以呢，在《Kamakanda》里面所讲述的大部分的内容呢，都是为了要让人们如何去向半神人去进行祭祀。大部分讲的就是对，就这个所谓这个祭祀呢，主要是对天地Indra的祭祀。
So throughout the Vedas, there are many prayers, many mantras, many hymns that those who perform sacrifice recite during the sacrifices in order to pacify Lord Indra and to satisfy him.
所以说呢，在这个伟达经里面呢，有很多的曼陀罗，有很多的祷文，有很多的赞美诗，全部都是在这个祭祀的时候需要唱诵的。那主要呢是对天地Indra的唱诵，是为了要取悦他，为了要安抚他。
Indra is the king of the demigods, and he provides rains, and rains are very important to grow the vegetables or to grow the grains and the vegetables.
天地Indra他是半神人之主，而且呢他是会提供雨水。那么雨水呢对于谷物的生长以及对于蔬菜的生长都是非常重要的。
But in reality, there is no need to do any sacrifice to or any worship of the demigods.
但是实际上的情况呢，就是对半神人其实不需要做任何的崇拜和祭祀。
If we perform sacrifice, if we worship the Supreme Lord.
如果我们要是崇拜和为至尊主做祭祀的活动的话。
So devotees of the Lord, those who are engaged in devotional service to the Lord, they don't need to perform these rituals and sacrifices prescribed in the Karma Kanda of the Vedas.
所以说呢，主的奉献者，为主做奉献服务的这些奉献者们就不需要按照Kama Kanda 业报支部中的这个内容去向半神人们举行祭祀活动。
So actually, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna discouraged Arjuna to engage in a study and analyze and studying all these sections of the Vedas.
Discourage. Okay. 所以说呢，在薄伽梵所以在薄伽梵歌里呢 ，Krishna 他是。不鼓励而说呢去学习在伟达经里面的所有这些业报之怒里业报之部里面的这些条条款款的内容的。
And he says it, stay away from this flowery language of the Vedas.
他事实上跟他讲呢要远离在伟达经里面的华丽的词藻。
Why they said like that? Because the Vedas, most of the Vedas, being Karma Kanda, they promise material benefits either here in this world or in the next life by being promoted to heaven.
那他为什么这么说呢？因为在伟达经里面，大部分讲述的都是 Karma Kanda 业报支部的这些内容。那么在这个内容里面呢，就是承诺人们能够过上更好的物质的生活，无论是在现世的这个生活还是在下一生的来世的物质生活中。
And you see in most, even in religions outside of India who don't follow Karma Kanda, but they have some process of religion and they understand that there is one supreme God. They may not understand there are demigods, but they know there is one supreme God who certainly controls everything and is maintaining everyone.So they worship that one God.
You mean this is for people outside India, right?
Those who don't follow the Vedic culture but have some form of religiosity.
Yeah, yeah. 所以说呢，我们可以看到，在这个印度之外的大部分的人，他们是不会去追随 Kama Kanda 业报支部的这个内容的。而在这个印度之外的一些具有宗教心的人呢？他们就会觉得是有一个神，所以呢，他们就会对这一个神，是去进行他们的这个祭拜和就是这个祭祀和崇拜的这个活动，因为他们知道有这么一个人是掌管着所有的这一切。
They know that there is one supreme Lord who is the controller, who is the maintainer of everything, who is the one who punishes that we if we do wrong or reward us if we do right.
所以呢，他们就知道有这么一个至尊的神， 然后呢，他是在保护以及在惩罚着所有的这一切。如果要是做对了呢，他就会保护；如果是做错了的话，那他就会去惩罚。
So they worship one God. In most religions, bona fide religions outside of India, they worship one God, but they worship in the same fashion as the worshippers of demigods who follow the karma kanda section of the Vedas.
所以说呢，在印度之外的这些正宗的宗教体系呢，他们就会去崇拜一位神。但是他们去崇拜这一位神的这个方式呢，就和在这个印度的人们他们在像崇拜这个半神人的这种方式是一样的。
So they approach God in order to supply their material needs.
所以说呢，他们会去接近神，是为了要让神去提供给他的物质的需求。
They want to, God to improve their material situation, material condition.
他们希望这位神呢能够提升和提高他们的物质的条件设施。
They want God to help them to go to heaven in the next life.
他们希望神能够帮助他们在下一生的时候能够去到天堂。
And this is very prominent in most religions.Outside of India.
所以说在印度之外的大部分的宗教主要盛行的就是这样的方式。
Even though the worship of God is done in a very imperfect way, not following so much of the Vedic rules, still people get some material benefits.
但是就即便是他们这个所崇拜的这种方式是非常的不完美的，而且也并没有按照这个北达经里面的这种条条框框的这种方式去进行这种崇拜，但是他们依然还是能够获得一些物质的益处的。
And many they want to go they gradually attain the mode of goodness, become very pious, very very good people.
而且大部分的人呢，他们都会慢慢的让自己变成善良形态的人，变得很虔诚，都变成很好的人。
But Krishna told Arjuna, stay away from the Vedas, this flower along with the Vedas, they just deal with the three modes of material nature.
但是 Krishna 却对 Arjuna 说呢，要远离伟达经的这些华丽辞藻，因为他们所讲述的只不过是物质自然的本性。
Krishna wanted Arjuna to become transcendental to the mode of goodness.
那么 Krishna 他希望 Arjuna 能够超越物质的善良属性。
Yes, mode of goodness is very nice in the material world. It's better than passion and ignorance. But there is something higher, the pure goodness beyond material goodness.
当然在物质世界的这个物质的善良属性是非常好的，它已经好于了激情属性以及愚昧属性，但是呢有这个比物质的自然善良属性要更高的，有超然的善良属性。
So a little portion of the Vedas deal particularly with transcendence.
所以说呢，在北达经的其中的一小部分讲述的就是超然这一部分。
And within this section of dealing with transcendence, there is also devotional service.
那么在这个讲述超然的这一小部分之中呢，也讲述了奉献服务。
And this is the real goal for all spiritual souls.
那么这个对于所有的灵性的灵魂来说呢，才是真正的目标所在。
That's why Krishna began the teaching in the Bhagavad Gita by immediately stating in a very clear words through many verses, more 20 verses, Krishna explains that we are not these bodies, material bodies, we are spiritual souls.
那就为什么 Krishna 他在讲述《薄伽梵歌》的时候，他首当其冲就非常重要的在 二十个诗节里面都强调了我们不是这物质的躯体，我们是灵性的灵魂。
We are not meant to be subjected to these material conditions, the birth, death, old age, and disease. We are meant to live, exist in a transcendental platform.
那我们本来就不应该是在这个物质世界的生老病死的轮回中去受苦，我们本来就是应该是处在一个超然的层面的。
So we may wonder why so much knowledge about this karma kanda is there in the Vedas? Why so much?
但是我们可能就会感到很好奇，那为什么在伟大经里面要讲述这么多关于 karma kanda 的话题呢？
It's important because, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned, these sacrifices recommended in the Vedic literature for the satisfaction of the demigods are like a sort of inducement to the sacrificers to realize the existence of some higher authorities.
但是，这个是非常的重
要。Is that a purpose?
Yeah. 那么这个其实是非常重要的。就像舍勒帕帕的在要旨里面就讲到了，他说呢，伟大文献中推荐的为满足半神人而举行的祭祀是引诱举行祭祀的人认识到更高权威的存在。
So they begin by accepting that there are powerful demigods, that they provide them for the material needs, and they worship them, perform sacrifice to them in order to get this material needs that they need.
所以呢，这就让他们能够承认是有更高权威的半神人。那么通过对他们的祭祀和崇拜呢，使得他们能够，就这些半神人们能够向他们提供他们所需要的物质上的需求。
And those who worship the demigods gradually come to the understanding, because they're going to hear many descriptions about Vishnu throughout even those karma kanda section, many descriptions about Vishnu and how Vishnu is actually worshipped by the demigods.
然后呢，慢慢的，因为他们在整个阅读这个 karma kanda 的这个内容之中呢，他们会听到很多很多的关于 Vishnu 的话题，然后他们就慢慢的就能够理解所有的这些半神人他们是如何去崇拜 Vishnu 的。
They are also subordinated to Vishnu. They accept Vishnu as a supreme authority.
他们发现就是所有的这些半神人他们都是附属于 Vishnu 的，而且呢所有的这些半神人都接受 Vishnu 为他们最高的至尊的权威。
And they come to the understanding that actually the sacrifices are not meant for the demigods. Actually they're meant ultimately to satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu, because the demigods, whatever they receive any offering, they offer to Lord Vishnu.
然后他们就慢慢的发现呢，其实所有的这些祭祀都不是供奉给这个半神人们的，其实就是他们所供奉给半神人们的所有的这一切呢，这些半神人们都会把这些东西又重新就又都会供奉给 Vishnu， 所以他们发现他们其实这个祭祀是供奉给 Vishnu 的。
So they realize that actually they are worshipping, by worshipping the demigods, they are worshipping Vishnu, but indirectly.
所以呢，他们就慢慢的这个发现了，他们在祭祀半神人的时候，其实是在崇拜祭祀的是 Vishnu， 但是呢，是一个间接的崇拜。
But so like this, gradually they come to a higher understanding that actually is.They just worship Lord Vishnu, they serve him, then they can also get all these benefits that the demigods bestow without having to worship all those demigods.
慢慢的呢，他们就发现，其实他们如果要是直接崇拜主 Vishnu 的话，其实他们也能够从 Vishnu 那里得到他们在崇拜这些半神人们的时候所得到的这些赐福，但是呢，他们其实不需要通过崇拜和祭祀半神人们来得到这一点的。
So they come to a stage of where they start performing devotional service, but with material motive. They want to get some material benefits through their devotional practice, devotional service.
所以慢慢他们就来到了这样一个层面，就是开始从事奉献服务了。但是呢，此时的这个奉献服务呢，依然还是有一些物质的动机的。他是希望能够得到一些物质的益处，然后才去从事这个奉献服务的。
They offer, they start beginning offer devotion, but they have some material motive. They expect some material rewards.
所以呢，他们开始来这个供奉一些奉献服务，一些奉爱之情。但是呢，他是希望能够得到一些物质的回馈的，所以他是有物质的动机的。
So and they become purified. Certainly they become purified, even though it's not pure devotional service. And eventually, by the mercy of a pure devotee, they can come to the conclusion that they should offer unmotivated devotional service to the Lord.
所以呢，虽然他们这个是有不纯的动机，但是他依然能够得到净化，然后慢慢的呢，就能够得到纯粹奉献者的仁慈。从这个仁慈中，他就能够理解到。这个奉献服务它是应该在没有任何的物质的动机之下去从事的。
And by offering this unmotivated, selfless devotional service, they can attain more than just material benefits. They can attain love of Krishna. They can achieve, they can be promoted to the same planet as the Lord.
然后通过去从事这个毫无动机的纯粹的无私的奉献服务的时候，他就不仅能够得到物质的益处，而且呢能够得到这个对 Krishna 的爱，而且呢能够去到和 Krishna 在同一个层面的这个层面。
So this is the gradual process of the Vedas.
所以呢，这就是韦达经所提供的循序渐进的程序。
But in this age, people have very short lives.
但是在这个年代，人们是非常短寿的。
It's very difficult to go through all these different stages and come to the level of Bhakti Yoga by progressing through the Vedic system.
所以说呢，很难通过韦达的体系的循序渐进的这个过程，经历所有的这些步骤，然后最后来到 Bhakti 的层面。
That's why Krishna was telling Arjuna, stay away from the Vedas. It's just flowery language to attract you to so many material benefits, and you are wasting your time when you could immediately just engage in my service.
所以 Krishna 为什么对 Arjuna 说呢？要远离维达经的华丽辞藻，因为所有的这些呢，它会引导你去想要去获得各种各样的物质的益处。所以说呢，就是远离他们，你可以就直接通过对我进行奉献服务。
Material benefits are temporary.
那么物质的益处呢，是短暂而临时的。
Whereas devotional service, the benefits of devotional service are eternal.
但是呢，奉献服务的益处呢，却是永恒的。
So here, in this pastime that Lord Brahma is mentioning,Lord Indra was very disturbed because the inhabitants of Vrindavan did not offer him the sacrifice as they had been doing every year.
所以在今天的这个时节里呢，主 Brahma 他就提到了天帝 Indra 很气恼，原因呢是因为在 Vrindavan 的这些居民们停止向他献上祭祀和供奉，但是他们每年之前都是这么做的。
So in one sense, he was right to become upset, to become disturbed.
所以从一方面来说呢，他是有理由变得气恼的。
Because if they were performing, means they saw the need of doing that as part of the Vedic system. So now they were interrupting this. This would not be good for them.
因为从一方面来讲呢，之前他们是在从事这个韦达经里面的这个活动，然后他们通过这个祭祀呢，去得到他们所需要的这个事物。但是现在呢，他们停止这么做了。如果停止这么做了，对于文达门的居民来说呢，是不好的。
But on the other side, he committed a big mistake because he failed to understand understand or accept the reason why they had stopped doing this sacrifice.
但是从另外一方面来讲呢，天帝 Indra 他是犯了一个大错误，原因是他并没有真正的理解为什么文达文的居民他们停止为向他献上祭祀了。
He thought that they were just following this little boy, very talkative boy, who threw in some arguments to convince his father and the inhabitants of Vrindavan to stop a sacrifice they have been doing every year.
他觉得呢，就是这些文达文的居民还有这个Nanda Maharaj, 他们就是听了这个多话的小男孩的一席话。所以呢，就让他们停止了每年都在进行的祭祀的活动。
He could not understand that his worshipable Lord Vishnu was there in that form of a little boy.
所以呢，他并没有理解，被崇拜的 Vishnu 正是以一个小男孩的形象显现在这儿。
In one sense, it's understandable because they are used to worship Lord Vishnu, who is always manifesting himself in great opulence, as a big form and as four arms, you know, and he always stands in great opulence in front of demigods, and so they are used to see him in this majestic way. Now, seeing as this small boy, very difficult for them to relate, this is my worshipable Lord Vishnu.
所以这从某种意义上来说呢，也是能够理解的，因为天帝 Indra 他每次在崇拜主 Vishnu 的时候呢，主 Vishnu 显现的都是一片富裕的景象，都展现的是四臂的身形，而且呢是以非常的盛大的这个形象显现在他们的面前的。那么所以说呢，这个他就没有办法理解，就是这个小男孩就是他之前所崇拜的这个盛装的主 Vishnu 没有见过。
Every time they have the darshan of Lord Vishnu, the demigods see him in a very supreme position, very majestic supreme position that attracts their awe and reverence naturally.
所以每次当半身人觐见主 Vishnu 的时候，全部都看到的是主 Vishnu 的这个盛大的宏伟的这样的形象。而且呢，他们对主 Vishnu 的显现的这种态度呢，也都是怀着敬畏之情的。
They have never saw their Lord Vishnu as a small child playing with cows and going around with barefoot and seemingly acting like a common child. They have never seen Lord Vishnu doing things like that.
所以呢，他们就从来没有看见过主 Vishnu 变成一个小孩，然后光着脚满地跑，赶着牛的这样的一个形象。
So it's understandable that he was confused.
所以说呢，天帝 Indra 的困惑是能够被理解的。
So yeah, he certainly was carried out by pride because he could have taken some time to analyze really why this boy is convincing them what his arguments are and try to understand with this boy, with this child.Is not an uncommon child, so he didn't pay much attention to that. He was just carried out by pride and say, "Well, if they are not doing what they should do, I have to give them a lesson. I'm gonna inundate their land."
但是天帝 Indra 呢，他也是表现得非常的骄傲，因为他本来实际上可以沉下来，然后呢，来分析一下这个小男孩到底是怎么回事，他是不是一个。不是一个普通的孩子，所以呢，他才能够做到这一点。他并没有这么做，而是呢，他就在想，既然你们就要听这么一个小孩的话，那我呢就要好好的惩罚你们一下。所以呢，我就要降下大雨，然后把你们的这个地方给淹了。
So this was his big mistake.
所以这是他所犯的大错。
But this is demigod Indra making this mistake, but the inhabitants of Vrindavan, due to their great devotion for Krishna, they also fail to recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Lord.
但是呢，这是天帝 Indra 他所犯的一个大错。可是从稳达文的居民上来说呢，出于他们对这个 Krishna 的无限的奉爱深情，使得他们也没有办法认识到主 Krishna 就是至尊主。
The difference is that they have so much devotion for the Lord that they are not even aware of the Lord's opulences as the Supreme Lord because it's so intense their loving devotion they have for him.
那这个区别就在于呢，就是由于他们对主的无限的深情以及奉爱之情，使得他们没有办法意识到，这个主他是有他的无限的富裕的展现的。
So it's yoga maya. They are under a kind of a spiritual illusion. They are not aware of Krishna being the Supreme Lord.
所以呢，是 yoga maya。的这个主的内在能量使得他们在就是使得这个文达文的这些居民都处在幻象之中，使他们没有办法意识到主 Krishna 就是至尊主。
But Indra was not under yoga maya. Indra was under maya, material illusion.
但是呢，天帝 Indra 他不是处在yoga maya 的影响之下的，他是在 Mahamaya 的影响之下的，他是处在物质的虚幻状态下的。
He was just a talkative boy that should not have induced the inhabitants of Vrindavan to stop a sacrifice meant to please him.
那么他觉得呢，就这只不过是一个多话的小孩，他根本就不应该诱使文达文的这些居民们停止对他的祭祀。
So that is Mahamaya, that's material illusion.
所以这个呢就是 Mahamaya, 是物质的虚幻。
The inhabitants of Vrindavan is under a very, very high type of illusion.
但是呢 Vrindavan 的居民他们却是处在一个非常崇高的虚幻的状态下的。
That illusion makes them convinced that this boy is our most beloved boy, most beloved child, and we love him so much, and we want to take care of him, we want to protect him, and we want to do anything he wants because we love him very much.
那么这样的这种虚幻呢，就是他们觉得这个小男孩是我们最爱的、最喜欢的小孩。那我们呢，想竭尽全力的要保护他、要爱他，并且呢。按照他所希望我们做事情的方式去做。
We want to protect him.
所以呢，我们想要保护他。
So, the inhabitants of Vrindavan had heard many times that Krishna, the coward boys told them many times that Krishna had killed this demon, killed that demon, big demons, you know, Agasura, Putana, so many demons. The inhabitants of Vrindavan have heard this from the other boys, but every time they were thinking, boys, you know, how the boys always exaggerate about things they do or they encounter. So they didn't take seriously what the boys were saying. Okay, Krishna, demons were killed and they could see the demons were killed, but they always think that it was Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayana who killed actually the demons in order to protect Krishna and his friends.
尽管这些牧牛童们他们总是会对文达们的这些居民们讲 Krishna 他杀死了这些大恶魔，杀死了 Agasura, 杀死了 Putana, 但是呢虽然文达们的居民们看到了这些被杀死的恶魔，但是呢，他们也不会那么的相信牧牛童们所给他们讲述的话，然后他们只会想 ，OK， 这些恶魔都是主 Vishnu 或主 Narayana 为了保护 Krishna 以及他的这些牧牛童朋友们而杀死的。
So that was always their impression, their understanding.
所以这总是他们内心的理解和留下的印象。
So, but now this time, Krishna was performing an extraordinary pastime right in front of their eyes. They all could see it.
但是这次呢，Krishna 他是在所有的 Vrindavan 的居民的面前，显现了这卓越非凡的逍遥时光，所以大家全部都亲眼看到了。
In fact, it is said.That when Krishna was held Govardhan Hill and told the inhabitants of Vrindavan to come under Govardhan Hill to be protected from the rains of Indra, they hesitate.
事实上，当Krishna 他举起了高尔丹山，并且招呼文达文的居民都进到高尔丹山下来躲避天帝 Indra 所下的这个暴雨的时候，这些居民们都犹豫了。
This is our little boy. He cannot keep the Govardhan Hill like this. It's going to fall down.
这是我们的小宝宝，我们的小男孩，他根本就不可能一直就举着这个山会掉下来的。
If you go under it, you're going to be smashed by Govardhan Hill.
说我们要是走到高尔山底下，高尔丹山底下的话，那高尔丹山它就会掉下来，把我们都给砸碎了。
The first person that dared to go inside was Mother Yashoda.
第一个敢走到高尔丹山下的那个人是亚修的妈妈。
I have to help my child because he's just a child. I have to help him. He needs my help. I'm his mother.
哎呀，我的孩子他需要一些帮助，他只是一个孩子呀，我得帮帮他，我是他的妈妈。
And then Nanda Maharaj also went, you know, because he's the father.
那然后 Nanda Maharaj 呢也就进来了，因为他是爸爸。
And then all the coward boys, all the coward men ventured to go inside.
然后呢，这些牧牛童们以及所有的牧牛人们，他们也都全都冒险的走了进来。
And we hear the story that the elders, the elder gopas, they were holding their canes, you know, holding the Govardhan Hill with their canes, thinking that they had to do this to help Krishna because Krishna is just a small child.
那我们都听到这个故事，就是所有的这些年长一些的这些牧牛人们，因为他们手里都拿着赶牛的棍儿。所以呢，他们就拿着这个棍儿呢，全部都把这个山这么支着，因为他们觉得我们必须得帮这个 Krishna 小孩。
But I mean, they are not foolish. They could understand. They could understand that they could not really do much with their canes. They could understand that.
They could, right? 但是呢，他们又不蠢。
Yeah.
所以说呢，他们其实是能明白的，就是他们这个棍儿其实是帮不了多大忙的。
So they could realize that Krishna was doing something extraordinary that they have never seen with their eyes.
所以呢，他们就能够理解，其实 Krishna 在展现着非常卓越、超凡的一些景象，他们以前从来就没有经历过的，但是他们现在是亲眼所见的。
And then when the rains stopped, when Indra stopped the rains,And the land was dry, then Krishna told the inhabitants of Vrindavan to go out, to go back to their homes with their animals.
当这个天帝 Indra 把这个雨停下来以后呢，然后当外边这个地都干了以后，然后 Krishna 就对所有的居民们说，现在你们可以出去了，可以回家了，带着你们的动物回家吧。
And then, when everybody went out, Krishna was there alone, and Krishna alone, he put back Govardhan Hill where it was before.
所以等大家都出去以后呢， Krishna 一个人还站在高尔丹山底下，然后呢，他就又重新的把这个高尔丹山又重新放回了之前所在的地方。
So as the coward men were walking back to their homes, they were reflecting upon what they have seen.
所以当
what they have experienced.
那么当这个牧牛人们他们走出来以后呢，他们依然还在回想着他们之前所经历的一切。
And they start talking amongst themselves.
所以呢，他们就开始这个相互交谈起来。
What we have just seen, Krishna was holding this Govardhan here with his little finger.
那我们刚才都看到什么呀？ Krishna 他就用他的小指头把戈尔丹山给抬起来了。
You have never done something like this.
他从来都没有做过这事儿啊。
And some was even saying, maybe it's Narayana himself.
有些人甚至在想，也许他就是主耶南阿亚那本人。
We have been hearing so many incredible things he had done by the coward boys. They told us now maybe this is all true. Maybe is Narayana himself.
这些牧牛童们已经给我们讲了那么多他之前所做的这些了不起的事情，也许可能所有的这些都是真的，他可能就是主纳亚那本人。
When Garga Muni, the priest of Vrindavan came to give the name to Krishna and Balaram, and then he mentioned that this boy is like Narayana.
当祭司格尔格穆尼来给主克什纳和主巴拉姆起名的时候，他就说过，他说这个孩子他会有主纳扬纳的力量。
It's like Narayana.
就他就会像那，他就说这个男孩像那扬纳一样。
So they were becoming confused and maybe we have,not been done properly is Narayana and we have been treated him as our boy.
所以呢他们就开始有点困惑了，就觉得哎呀，那我们可能之前都做错了，他既然是主那样的，那我们可是就把他当成一个小男孩一样那么对待着。
So they decided to see Nanda Maharaj.
所以他们就决定要去见 Nanda Maharaj.
So because Nanda Maharaj is the father and is the elder of all the coward men, is like the king of the coward men, so they respect and they know he's wiser than them, so he can explain this, what is their confusion is.
那所以说呢，因为 Nanda Maharaj 他是父亲，而且呢他是所有的牧牛人的头人，而且他就好像是一个国王一样，所以所有的牧牛人都知道 Nanda Maharaj 要比他们要更加的有智慧，所以呢他们就想来向这个 Nanda Maharaj 来询问到底是怎么回事。
So Nanda Maharaj said, no, Garga Muni said he's like Narayana because he is invested with powers by Lord Narayana.Lord Narayana protect him, but it's our boy, it's our boy. It's not Narayana himself. It's our boy.
然后Nanda Maharaj 听到牧牛人的这一番话以后呢，就说不是，他不过呢是被注入了 Narayana 的这个力量，然后呢主 Narayana 呢会保护他，但是呢他就是我们的小男孩。
He did not say it's my boy, he says he's our boy.
他其实他就是我们的小儿子，我们的，他没有说我的，他说是我们的。
Because he knows that all the coward men and coward ladies, they all have the same affection for Krishna as Nanda Maharaj in Yashoda Mata.
因为他知道所有的这些牧牛人和牧牛女们都和 Nanda Maharaj 和亚舒的妈妈一样对 Krishna 充满了爱和深情。
But he dismissed all their doubts that Krishna would maybe be there. He dismissed that. So like this, the coward man went back very relieved. Okay, we have not done anything wrong. Krishna is our boy. And Nanda Maharaj particularly told them, you should continue protect him. You should continue protect this boy. So they were relieved and they went back satisfied because now what they have done is okay, it's proper, there's nothing wrong.
所以被 Nanda Maharaj 这么一席话一说呢，所有的这些牧牛人的心都安定了下来。哦，是这样啊，那这么说，那我们还是没有犯什么错的。那好吧，所以呢，他们就心就放下的，就这么离开了。然后在离开之前呢，南德玛尔依然继续跟他们说，而且你们还要继续的保护这位保护我们的这个小儿子啊，一定要保护他。所以说呢，他们就安然的就离开了，想 OK， 我们没有做任何的错事，我们没有犯错误。
So their devotion, their very intimate affection, devotion they have for Krishna was not disturbed in this way.
所以以这样的方式呢，就使他们对 Krishna 的一片深情、奉爱之情就没有被打扰。
Because it's a fact, this form of the Lord, the form of the Lord in Vrindavan and the pastimes, the Lord in Vrindavan, they are very, 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 very special.
那么这个事实就是，主 Krishna 在这个 Vrindavan 的这些逍遥时光是非常的亲密的，而且呢是非常的特别的，不一样的。
Even demigods, even Lord Brahma, sometimes become confused about seeing this little boy performing these extraordinary things.
当主 Brahma 和Brahma and
all the other demigods.
Okay, 那就当主 Brahma， 甚至于主 Brahma 以及所有的其他的半神人，当他们看到这个 Krishna 在就这个小男孩在文达文所进行的这些非常奇妙的逍遥时光的时候呢，有时候也会感到很困惑。
It's very difficult to understand the Lord in this position in Vrindavan. Very, very difficult.
很难理解 Krishna 在文达文的展现，就是很难以理解的。
Only those who are graced, who have the mercy of engaging in pure devotional service to Krishna, have this opportunity to really understand and learn how to love and serve Krishna.
只有那些得到了为主进行奉献服务的恩赐的这样的奉献者，他才能够理解在 Vrindavan 的所展现出来的满怀着爱的逍遥的 Krishna 的形象。
If Srila Prabhupada would not have come all over the world to talk and to teach us about Krishna, to explain Krishna and how to love, how to serve, how to appreciate his pastimes, we would be as confused as the demigods and Lord Brahma, so many powerful entities are confused about the form of the Lord in Vrindavan.
如果要是没有 Srila Prabhupada 他来到世界各地为我们讲述 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的这些逍遥时光的话，没有告诉我们如何去为他进行奉献服务的话，那我们现在也依然是会像这些半神人们或者是这些非常崇高的生灵一样，处在非常困惑的一个状态，没法理解在 Vrindavan 的这位 Krishna 到底是谁。
So the Lord appearing in this childhood form is very baffling, very, very baffling, even for those who know the Vedic culture, for those who worship the Lord in awe and reverence. They have very, very difficult to understand these pastimes of the Lord. There's a small child in Vrindavan.
对主 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 所上演的这些童年的逍遥是非常的难以理解的，是非常的令人不可理解的、不可思议的。即便是那些追随着伟达的这些程序，以及呢用这个敬畏之情去崇拜主的这些人，也是没有办法理解 Krishna 的在 Vrindavan 的小男孩的这些逍遥的。
So Krishna is always the supreme personality of Godhead. He may be an in a child, in a form of a little child in the lap of his mother, maybe 7 years old or older, or even 125 years old, like when he was with Arjuna, is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just different forms of the Lord, but he's always him.
所以 Krishna 呢，他总是至尊人格守身，无论他是一个刚刚出生的婴儿，还是一个坐在妈妈膝头的一个小男孩，还是七岁的年纪，还是125岁的时候跟尔朱呢在一起的时候的这种形象，他都始终都是至尊人格守身，但只不过呢，他展现出了不同的形象。
So we are particularly graced, we are graced with a very particular mercy that it may take many lifetimes to realize, the great mercy that Srila Prabhupada gave us to reveal to us, to reveal to the world about Krishna.
那我们呢是得到了特别的恩赐的，Srila Prabhupada 他给了我们这个特别的仁慈，使得我们能就是能够去理解这位我们可能花好多的生时都没有办法理解的 Krishna 的这个小男孩形象。
It's so special.
所以很特别。
So here Lord Brahma says, is doing these activities in a very small form of a child certainly is not ordinary child, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself.
所以呢主 Brahma 在这里面就讲到了主 Krishna 他是在一个小孩的身形之下呢去上演着这些逍遥时光，但是呢他并不是一个普通的孩童，他是至尊人格守身本人。
All these transcendental activities of the Lord prove without a doubt that he is the Supreme Personality of God.
那么主呢，他是具备这些超人的品质的，所以说呢，毫无疑问，他是至尊人格守身。
Nobody can perform these transcendental activities as Lord Krishna performs.
没有任何一个人可以像 Krishna 那样去上演这些超然的活动。
So that's why it took some time to Indra to realize that. It took him 7 days to realize that.
那所以为什么就是天帝 Indra 花了一点时间才能够觉悟到这一点，让他花了7天的时间才明白过来。
He's a devotee of Lord Vishnu.
那天帝 Indra 他是主 Vishnu 的一位奉献者。
You see, he became confused by seeing the activities of Krishna.
但是呢，当他看到 Krishna 的行为的时候呢，他就感到困惑了。
He was confused just by seeing how could this little boy being the Supreme Lord.
因为呢他没有办法理解这个小男孩他怎么可能是至尊人格守神呢。
So we are extremely fortunate.
所以呢我们是非常的幸运的。非常非常的幸运。
Even though we may be far away from developing a pure devotion, pure love for the Lord, still we are graced with that particular mercy that we can practice to one day achieve this type of loving devotion for the Lord.
虽然我们离能够为主做纯粹的奉献服务以及对主具有纯粹的奉献之心还很远很远，但是呢至少我们现在呢得到了这样的恩赐，得到了这样特别的仁慈，使我们可以去修炼自己，可以去练习着自己能够在有一天能够得到这对主的纯粹的奉献服务。
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada. Any question or comment?
好像有一个。
From the previous.
Well, I think there is a question from previous. Sadhana, 有一个问题是吧？我看一眼啊。三姨妈，你能帮我把那个传给我一下行吗？
好好，我贴给你啊。
因为我不敢动这个界面。
You go to the chat window, you see the questions.
Yeah. No, because I'm using my phone, I dare not to touch the screen of my phone.
Jen, you can go back to the area where is the chatting window, and the communication remains.
How to do it?
So just click on the little thing there.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And you go back to the chat and the community. Okay, so you see the question.
I see the question. The question is that, Sanima, 你今天把这个给弄成没事一下，行吗？让听你的回音。
哦，好的。
So this question is from 敬拜奉献。请问修习了 Krishna 还做善事吗？比如说布施要自己掏钱，印经文也要帮助别人，这些好事还做不做了？ So the question is that after we started to practice the Krishna consciousness, do we still need to do the kind deeds? For example, if we...put some charity, we need to take the money out of our own pocket and like use the money to print the books. Do we still need to do the things? I think the question is that after we... Okay, my understanding is that because for those Buddhists, they donate a lot of money,to print a lot of books, and they give the book free. So I think this is a question refers to that.
But we don't need to perform, these mundane pious activities, but we appreciate that what they are doing, trying to print a religious book to make people a little more pious is very nice. We don't need to engage in these activities.
那首先就是我刚才我理解就是咱们说这个印的这个经文是不是指的是佛教的那些经书这样的经文？那然后阿叔就说呢，我们不需要去从事这些物质的虔诚活动。但是呢，我们可以去感谢做这样的事情的人，因为这些经文也是可以帮助别人能够处在善良形态的。
But we should not think that we don't need to perform any pious activity because we are not yet situated on the transcendental platform. So there are certain things, pious activities that we need to perform.You know, we need to be kind with others, be very respectful, and sometimes there is opportunity to offer charity to some person who is in need. We can still offer charity. We don't give up this performing all these pious activities when in a way, okay, I'm a devotee, I don't need to practice that. Because if you avoid...doing certain pious activities that is proper to do, our hearts may remain very hard. If you
但是呢，由于我们现在还没有处在超然的这种层面，所以呢，我们不能够想那所有的这些虔诚的活动，这些善事我们就不做了。那我们如果要是见到了一个需要我们帮助伸出这个。救援之手的人的人呢，我们也还是需要去帮助他的。而且有的时候呢，我们也是需要去进行一些布施的。因为如果要是现在我们如果是有这样一个想法，觉得哦，我现在是一个奉献者了，所以呢，所有的这些布施的这些善事我都不需要做了的话，那么就会让我们的心变得很硬。
So there are some situations where we still perform this material piety because it helps us to purify our hearts. So like if you see a beggar, and if you don't have any prasad or something devotional to offer to him, you can always offer some coins, you know, it's always nice. He may say, okay, but this is mundane piety. Yes, it is, but if you don't do it, and if you just walk by and you don't care for the poor beggar, our hearts will not become very soft like that.
所以呢，我们现在依然还是去从事，还是需要去从事一些物质的虔诚活动，目的就是为了让我们的心变得柔软。比如说，我们见到了一位乞丐，那这会儿如果我们的身上要是没有prasadam 的话，那我们总是可以给这个乞丐一些零钱，因为但是你看到 OK 这个事情好像是一个物质的一个虔诚活动，的确是这样的。但是我们在这么做的时候呢，是为了要让我们的这个心变得柔软，因为如果要是这个乞丐如果要是不帮助他的话，那他就会很惨，所以呢是就还是需要去帮助他的。
Yeah, like we are aware of other suffering, other people's suffering. We cannot just say, okay, it's their karma, they are suffering the results of their karma, which is true. It's true, it's the results of their karma. But they are suffering, and whatever is the reason, they are suffering, and we should be concerned about their suffering. It's not nice that they suffer, and we feel pity for them. Of course, we try our best to enlighten them, to make them understanding that if they act properly, they will avoid this suffering in the future. But still, while they are suffering like this, we should feel, sympathetic with their suffering and feel sorry for their suffering, because it's no matter if it is their fault or not, even though it's their fault, we still should feel sorry for them.
那比如说，当我们看到有些人在受苦，我们不能够抄着手就说啊，他这受苦的原因呢，就是因为他的业报所致。那的确是这个人在受苦是由于自己之前的这个业报所导致的这么一个结果。但是呢，我们也要对这个在受苦的这个人呢产生我们的同情之心，然后呢要可怜他，然后呢要这个同情他。当然，我们可以从这个更高的这个理论去点拨他，去说服他，去让他知道就是怎么过，怎么能够使他以后不再受苦了。但是对他现在的这个苦呢，我们要尽量的去帮助他，并且呢要同情他。
嗯， so we sympathize with others and other suffering, even though we know the cause of suffering is wrong activities, but still we should not like to see people suffering and be callous and be indifferent to their suffering. Otherwise, in this state, our hearts will remain very hard.
所以说呢，从一方面我们了解，就是这个人的这个痛苦是由于之前的做了不好的事情而导致的这个结果。但是呢，我们要对他有同情心，然后呢，我们不能够。那就展现出的一种非常冷漠淡然的这种状态，因为如果我们要是处于那种冷漠淡然的这种状态的话，我们的内心就会很坚硬。
Like with ourselves, you know, if we are suffering pain or any sort of pain, we know that is our karma, but still we try to do something to relieve that pain. It's normal. We feel sorry for our situation. We try to improve. Yes, our consciousness, our attitude, but at the same time, we go see the doctor to relieve us from pain, no?
比如说，对我们像我们自己这个状况也是，比如说，当我们在难受的时候，在生病的时候，我们一方面知道这是因为我们之前的这个业报导致了我们现在的这个结果，但从另外一方面来讲，我们肯定也是要去采取一些措施去解决这个问题，比如说我们会去。找大夫啊，去看病啊，然后呢，让自己的这个病能够好起来啊，对吧？
嗯。Okay, was only one question, no?
Yeah, that is only one question. So actually, I have a question. So when we suffer, I mean, when we have the, any physical sufferings,
海宝
we just 啊、
我就是接着阿叔刚才说这个，我再深入问一点，你看一下。
我亲爱的，我 OK OK， 那咱我也是就这个问题要想正在问。
好，
那要不然你先问吧。
没有，我打上来了，你看一下。
啊，你打上我看一眼啊。Sorry， 阿叔 ，Asadi Maji has a question。请问阿叔，如果他们用这些钱去做罪恶活动，
okay.
我们会不会因为这个布施而承担业报 ？So if they use the money we give them to do some simple activities, will we take the karma from that charity？
No, if he's in a situation where really the person is in need, we know the person is in need, and we hope that the person is going to use that donation for a good purpose. Of course, we don't give in great quantities for material charity institutions. We don't do that because we know that.They may not use always for proper reason, but I'm talking about a particular circumstance where you see a poor person, really poor, and is he really in need, and just giving a few coins that can help him to the person to get something to eat. So we do it. Of course, the person may misuse that, but our intention is there. We just try to help the person. We don't get involved in big chatA mundane charity thing that we don't get involved on that. But I'm talking about particular situations like that, seeing a beggar in the street.
阿叔在这里面说的这个布施是特别指的是一些救济的情况，特别是比如说我们在街上看到的一些乞丐，那么他是真的是需要这个钱，然后呢去解决他当时的这个燃眉之急。那然后呢我们再把这个钱给，而且这个钱就一点点钱，一些这个零钱而已，那么在给他的时候呢，我们也是会祈祷着他可以去做一些就是奉献虔诚的一些活动，那么我们是不要去沾就是给这个布施，就是给这个慈善的机构去布施这样的事情，因为我们并不知道这些慈善机构他们到底会把这个钱用在什么上面。
嗯，So, of course, it needs discrimination. I'm talking about a particular situation where we see somebody is really in need, So if a few coins can make a difference to that person, so why not do that, you know, instead of analyzing all this, he maybe is going to misuse or is anyways his karma. Instead of acting like that, we act with feeling. Okay, a person is suffering, and if I can contribute something,To alleviate that suffering, I give a little bit. Of course,、
yes.
if the person misuse, what can we do? But it's not that we're going to incur karma because we did the donation and knowing that the person may misuse. It's a different thing.
所以说呢这个是有这个区别的。所以我这里面讲的就是指的是就是给这个乞丐。那么当我们看见一个就是需要被帮助的这么一个乞丐的时候，我们就不会抄着手站在那儿，然后再分析啊，他这个受苦呢，就是由于他之前的这个业报所致，所以说呢，我就不帮他了。然后呢，我在想，如果我要是把这钱给他，他如果再去做一些这个罪恶的这个事儿，又怎么办呢？那我是不是又会去受到我的业报的影响呢？就这个是我们不需要再去做这样的分析的，而是就是给他一点钱，然后呢，去帮助他当时的这个燃眉之急就好了。
I give you another example, like a person is drowning in the lake. He does not know how to swim and is drowning. And you know how to swim.
那比如说我再给你一个例子，就是一个淹在就是掉到湖里面溺水的一个人，他不知道该怎么游泳，可是你会游泳。
If that person is going to drown, you may say, oh, it's the person's karma. He is going to have to drown, you know, so I'm not going to interfere in his karma.
那也许可能，那你当看到这个人他在这个溺水的时候，你可能在想，他之所以被溺水的原因呢，是因为这是他的业报所致， 那我呢就不用卷到他的这个业报里面去了。
I'm not going to interfere in a person's karma.
所以呢我就不用去这个涉及涉入另外一个人的业报。
Technically, you could do that since you are engaged in pure devotional service. You should not be concerned by the material circumstances that people cross over because it's due to their karma. But in terms of sensibility that the devotee should have, you know, if I know how to swim well, I'm going to jump in the water and try to save that person.And then after I save that person, even though I interfere with the karma of that person, I'm going to try to make that person understand that there is higher purpose in life, and then maybe speak something about Krishna consciousness. Yes, I will take advantage for that, but I will try to save the person, even though in terms of karma, the person has to undergo that situation.
那从技术上来讲呢确实因为你现在在从事了纯粹的奉献服务，所以说呢可以对这件事情袖手旁观，因为呢就因为他是在经历他的业报，所以呢就不需要再涉及他的这个业报，然后不用去管这些事情。但是作为一个这个奉献者，他所具备的这个非常敏感的非常的这个善良的这种内心呢，他其实是不能够对这件事情袖手旁观的，他肯定是要跳到湖里面去把这个人救上来的。那他在救上来的这个时候呢，他可能也许还会利用这个机会向这个人去讲述一下，还有一个更高的一种知识，还有更超然的一种方式，就把这个 Krishna 知觉再顺便的再告诉他。但是呢
，And is also, yeah,
yes, yes,
and is also,
please,
and then that is also.Public opinion means, they may know you are a devotee, you are a spiritualist, and you pass through a beggar, you are insensitive, and we saw the other person is drowning in the ocean, and you could have done something to save that person, and you are insensitive. People are going to think, people who are into spiritual life, into Krishna consciousness, they are very insensitive people. So how are we going to be able to touch the heart of these people if you show an external symptom of that seems like we are very insensitive to others' pain? So also take in consideration public opinion, we should do something, sometimes things that are not really obligatory, are not really obligatory for a devotee who is performing pure devotional service, but it's very important to,give an opinion to the people that we are caring, we care for, and we are sensitive to others' suffering, and also for us, as I said in the beginning, also helps our hearts to soften, because we are not yet situated on a transcendental platform, and these little gestures of piety and showing compassion, but even material compassion to others.It's very, very good to purify our hearts.
还有呢，就是我们要考，还有呢，就是我们要考虑一下这个大众的意见。那么这个大众他们在看着我们，比如说他会想，你现在是一个灵修的人了，但是你看见一个需要帮助的一个乞丐，你却袖手旁观；那么看见一个湖里面溺水的人，你也不管。那么是不是这个灵修的人都变成冷酷无情了，都变成没有任何的这个善良心了呢？所以说呢，我们也需要去，就是也所以呢，我们虽然说是作为一个纯粹就是在修习这个奉献服务的人，那么作为一个修习纯粹奉献服务的人，他并不是非要去布施以及去救人，但是呢。为了要服大众，为了要让大众心里面有一个这个对奉献者的更好的这么一个印象，那我们也是应该去做这件事情的。而且还有另外一个角度，就是我之前最开始所讲到的那一点，就是当我们在去做这件事情的时候呢，也可以让我们的内心变得更加的柔软，不会那么的坚硬。
Like Srila Prabhupada once he saw.In Mayapur, outside of the walls of our temple, where they used to throw the leftovers of prasadam. He saw amongst the cows were eating the leftover, there were some children collecting food because they were very poor. They didn't have enough. And Prabhupada's heart was very touched. All these people are suffering. They don't have enough to eat. And he decided to start a Food for Life program based in the beginning by the fact that people around us living in the vicinity of our temples.
那么，就是舒拉帕帕他在麦普的时候呢，就看到这个，麦普的这个大庙的外面，那么这个就是外面有一块地方，可能是把这块。Sorry, sorry, I haven't finished. 那么就是在这个大庙的。
Srila Prabhupada, let me finish.
Okay. Well, I saw you finished. Okay.
No, because I was interrupted. So, Prabhupada, in the beginning, began this project of distributing food because he did not want that people in a certain radius around our temples, people were starving. Of course, the charity used to satisfy their anger was prasadam, was not ordinary food.But the motivation in the beginning was mainly because they were starving. So you could think, oh, is there karma? Let them suffer. Is there karma? No. Is there karma? Certainly is there karma. But they are starving. They are children. They are starving. So we have to do something to feed them. And you start a program to feed them. Certainly with spiritual food. We don't just give them ordinary food. But as I said in the beginning, remember, if you don't have anything spiritual,to give to a poor beggar who is in need, at least give some coins. If you have prasad, yes, better you give prasad, don't give coins. But if you don't have anything, just not keep our hearts insensitive, at least give some coins if it's needed.
就是阿叔刚才给大家讲了一个例子，就是舍拉爸爸他最开始在这个麦普的时候，因为在麦普的大庙的围墙的外面呢，有一块地方是我们倾倒我们的这个没有吃完的一些食物还有一些垃圾的那些地方，那次舒拉帕帕就看见在这个地方呢有很多牛在那吃这些剩下的食物，那么在这个牛的边上呢有一些孩子也在那儿捡这个食物吃，然后舒拉帕帕呢他就因为这些孩子都很穷，所以舒拉帕帕心里面呢就很难过，他就说这些孩子们他们怎么会就是怎么会没有吃的，所以呢他就通过这个孩子的这个状态他就想起了向他们来派发这个灵粮的这个活动，所以呢派发生命灵粮的雏形就是从这件事情开始的。但是舍拉爸爸他在这最开始给这些孩子们吃饭并不是由于要让他们有这个灵性上的觉悟，要让他们吃 prasadam，虽然他给他们吃的是 prasadam， 但是最开始他的这个动机呢就是为了要给这些穷孩子们一些饭吃，让他们吃饱饭。所以说呢这个虽然他们的他所以舒拉帕帕他当时并不是就让这些孩子们就饿着在那儿，由于他们的业报就让他们去这个经受他们自己的这个业报就好了，不是这样的。但是在最开始的时候呢我也讲过了，就是当我们在遇到一个这个乞丐的时候，如果我们要是没有这个没有任何的 prasadam 的话，那我们也要给他们一些铜板，要给他们一些这个钱，然后呢让他们解急。但是如果要是有 prasadam， 那当然 prasadam 是最好的。所以说就是我们在帮助别人的时候，如果要是有这个 prasadam 是最好的，如果没有 prasadam 的话呢，也要用各种各样的方式去帮助他们。
Otherwise, we become insensitive.
否则的话呢，我们就会处在一个非常就是无情的一种状态。
And we may be criticized by others. Look, this person is spiritualist and is not helping the poor man.
而且呢我们也会被大众所指责，他们就会说啊，这些人都是灵修的人物，但是呢他们却不会帮助别人。
Okay, what is the, this is the question of Sati?
Yes, this is a question from the Sati.
And what is the question from Danakeli?
Well, actually, my question is not important. I just don't want to double check that is all the physical suffers that actually from the karma, right? So
yes.
In one way, we try to have it treated, but if we cannot have it treated, we just suffer it and try to, repenting and also try to pray and try to clean, try to purify whatever we don't know what we had done before.
Yes. Can you translate?
我问阿叔的这个问题就是，那是不是我们在身体上的所有的这些病痛，全部都是来自于我们的业报呢？ 那如果要是这样的话，那是一方面我们积极的去整，把它给整好。但如果是整不好的话，那我们就去向他臣服，然后呢去净化自己，然后呢去忏悔，然后呢以这样的方式去对待他。
Oh, there is one level. Is we just understand, okay, it's my karma, I have to tolerate, it's my karma. So from now on, I have to improve myself by becoming more attached to Krishna, so I will not engage in these material activities that will create further suffering in the next lives.
那么从一个层面来想呢，就是我能够认识到这是我的业报，然后呢，我要去这个容忍它，然后呢，我要这个。 依靠 Krishna， 然后呢，更好的去净化自己，然后，希望在下一世的时候呢，我就不会让自己再处在更加的深的业报的这种苦境之中了。
On the higher level, we see this karma as Krishna karma, means it's Krishna gesture through our whatever we did wrong, but it's Krishna using that karma to help us, to teach us, to help us to improve ourselves, to become more attached to Him. So we may see even terrible karma or suffering we may be experiencing, we may see that as the end of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord to help us to understand that we need to improve, we need to become better. So it's a mercy, it's a form of mercy in disguise.
但是呢，从另外一方面来讲呢，我们可以看到它是一个被 化妆了的一个仁慈，我们可以把它称为叫 Krishna 的 karma。那也就是说呢，是主他通过这样的方式呢，来帮助我们，然后呢，让我们通过这样的经历呢，可以更好的去接近他，可以去更好的去想着他，然后可以更好的去净化自己。嗯，So
it's higher level. Of course, it's not so easy. Sometimes it's not so easy even to recognize that is our karma, because we are totally overpowered by the pain, whatever situation it is, we are totally overtaken by that. Sometimes it's difficult to rationalize, but at least we should say Krishna, he wants us to learn something through this situation. That I am responsible for. Krishna is trying to help me to improve myself.
当然这是一个更高的一个理解层面，有的时候呢是很难以去达到的，因为呢我们可能在这个受苦的这个过程中呢是完全的被我们的苦痛所征服着，所以说呢是并不那么容易去真正的做到和理解这一点，但是呢至少我们应该明白这个是 Krishna 的一种安排，他用这个，他用这样的方式来帮助我们，能更好的去，so it can help us to purify ourselves, right? What do you say just now?
Yeah.
那可以用这种方式呢，能够更好的去净化我们，以及呢去更好的接近他。And
on the transcendental level, we see great devotees like Mother Kunti, the mother of the Pandavas. She is begging Krishna to, so they went through many calamities, which was not their karma, was imposed upon them by evil persons because they were devotees of the Lord, free from karma, but still they had to undergo so many difficulties. But in those difficulties, they always felt the presence of the Lord. Sometimes physical, he was there with them, and they were always thinking of him as a protector. So when those calamities went away and they, Yudhisthira became the emperor, everything seems to go to be okay. Now it's peaceful, no more calamities. And Krishna was leaving. Krishna was going to Dwarka, leaving them. And Kunti Mama, she was praying to the Lord, better do you bring all those calamities again, because during those calamities we could have you, could have your association. But now that everything is settled, everything is peaceful, you are going away. So that's to see it. That's a higher level. She's really asking for those calamities, to those moments of suffering, because in those moments of suffering and calamity, she could be very conscious of the Lord, feel the presence of the Lord more than now. But of course, we are not at that level. We are not suffering. Okay, you get rid of the suffering by having good treatment, whatever. You are not going to pray again, Lord, please give me more suffering so I can remember you better. We don't pray. We may pray the Lord to alleviate our suffering so we can better do our devotional service. That we can do. But we are not at the level of Mother Kunti to pray for more suffering to come so we can remember Krishna.
那我们还有另外一个超人的层面，就比如说像昆提妈妈她所在的这个层面，那么昆提妈妈以及她的孩子们都是主的奉献者，所以他们其实是没有业报的，但是呢他们依然还是经历了各种各样的灾难和痛苦。可是每次当他们在经历这个灾难和痛苦的时候呢，他们要不然就会亲自的得到 Krishna 的显现，要不然就在内心中他们会看到或者和 Krishna 临在，然后他们能够感受到 Krishna 对他们的保护和帮助。但是当所有的这些灾难都过去了，然后一切都安好了，然后尤迪士第二王称王之后呢，Krishna 就要离开他们了， Krishna 要回到 Dwarka 去了。那么这会儿 Kunti 妈妈她内心翻搅，她所做的这个祈祷就是Krishna 求你让我们能够处在更多的灾难之中，因为让我们在灾难中的时候呢，我们就能够更好的更多的去想着您。那当然这些都是伟大的这个奉献者，而且呢有这样的一个超人的层面。我在这里只是跟大家讲还有这样一个更高的超人层面，可是我们现在这会儿还没有处在这样的一个层面。所以当我们遇到这个困难和痛苦的时候呢，我们希望能够像 Krishna 所祈祷的这个内容，就是 Krishna 求你能够解救我现在所处在的这种苦境，然后让我能够更好的服务您，在这样的没有苦境的状态下更好的服务您，而不是像这个 Krishna 去祈祷求您了让我这个受更多的苦吧，这样我能够更好的去接近您。因为我们现在还没有达到那样一个层面，所以我们还没有办法像那样的去祈祷。
嗯 OK, we stop here.
No, here is one more question. Sorry, here is one more question.一位新奉献者妈妈努力给孩子 prasadam， 但有时候孩子还是想吃肉，这时候妈妈就非常的矛盾，做了就会有觉得违反基本原则而面临不能启迪，不做呢又给家人和身边的人带来无情的觉得不近人情，那他要如何处理这种进退两难的境况呢？ There is a new devotee mother try all the effort to prepare the delicious prasadam for the childHowever, sometimes the child still wants some meat dish. And so this is make the mama is in a dilemma situation. Because if she is cooking the meat dishes for the child, then she breaks the regulative rules. However, and then she is not able to get the initiation. But if she is not, making the meat dishes for the child,will make the family members and the people around her to feel she is she's insensible. So what is the right thing for her to do for this type of dilemma?
Well, until she will be able to cook something that really, really satisfy their taste, and they may forget the need of eating meat and all these things, she may be able to make a compromise to cook meat for them. She should avoid, by all means, to cook cow meat, cook meat of any other lower animal. And just to not create an African family, but gradually she should learn. She should learn how to cook better. Even if though she thinks she's cooking very delicious things on her taste, but maybe it's not so delicious in their taste. So something that can replace the strong taste of that, and then they may feel dissuaded of giving, and they may be able to give up eating meat. But in the beginning, maybe she has to make some compromise, cooks lower animal meat.
那么就是这位妈对这位妈妈的意见就是，在她还没有完全的就是掌握非常高超的美味的 prasadam 的烹制的这个技巧之前呢，他也许可能是需要做出一些让步，就是需要做一些肉食的食物，但是呢一定要避免不要去做牛肉的食物，要用这个更加低等的这个动物的肉来做这个餐食。但是呢终极来说呢，这位妈妈是需要这个努力的让自己变成一位厨艺的高手，然后呢能够做出大家他身边的这个人还有他的孩子能够接受的美味的 prasadam 的味道。那也许可能他自己觉得这个食物已经很好吃了，但是呢从他的家人和孩子的这个标准来讲呢可能并不是那么美味，所以这是问题的所在。但是呢在这之前呢是可以先做出一些让步的，但是不要做牛肉。
OK, okay, thank you everybody.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sati Mataji for allowing us to be together for this amount of time.
特别的感谢 Sati Mataji 和 Dana Kelly 能够安排这样的一个平台，让我们能够在这样的一个时间内有一些联谊。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Hari
Go. Ashu ki jai, thank you Ashu.怀坤的知音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢 Krishna Baladev Prabhu, 我们敬爱的阿叔为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答，也非常非常感谢 Sati Mataji 给我们安排的这个平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的温暖的周日。 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna